Senate Finance Committee to order. It's 1 p.m. For the record, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Wilikowski, we could probably get you a tablet, sir, to follow along. I'll have somebody do that here in a bit. And we're going to start our public testimony on SB 199 and SB 200. We're going to go to Craig first, Craig Alaska, and I'd like all testifiers to please be stick to the 2-minute timeline, and I appreciate it. So, Ms. Wren Nelson and Craig, are you there?
Yes.
Please put yourself on the records and 2 minutes, please.
Okay. The last call-in that I participated in about the PFD, it was the majority of Alaskans calling in wanting a full statutory PFD. And for that reason, I believe the legislature ought to follow the will of the people. So I say to SB 199, no. SB 200, no. And HB 259, no. We want the PFD as traditionally calculated prior to 2016. Please, no more cutting from the people. The people know how the money will best help them and their families. Don't cut from seniors and the vulnerable. Stop cutting from small businesses and people who need it most. Alaska spends the most per capita on education. More money will solve nothing. Stop sucking more money from Alaska families while we are trying to navigate this COVID recovery and insane inflation. Also, I would not like to see any new taxes and no overdraw from the permanent fund. The PFD in the full statutory is the best way to fairly distribute the PFD. And also, I think we need to be careful what we do with our trawler bycatch. We have thousands of pounds of halibut.
Mr. Nelson, could you keep their comments to the PFD? We'll have a bycatch conversation at a later date.
Okay. Well, I guess that's about all the pertinent things I can think of right now. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, let's see. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. With us today is Senator Stedman, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Wilson, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Hoffman and Olson are online or watching, doing other state business. So with that, we're going to go to Mr. Mike Smith in Wasilla. Mr. Smith, if you put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please.
Yeah, I can make my statement probably in under 2 minutes. I'm wondering when the state of Alaska, they had, when the dividend was set up, the state of Alaska got money, and there was money set up for the people of the state of Alaska. I'm a pretty simple-minded man. That money that was set up for the people of the state of Alaska belongs to the people of the state of Alaska. It's not to be spent to support the state in their expenses. They were given money to do that. Oil is at the highest it's been in quite a while since the last Democratic administration. Why are you even discussing cutting the dividend? Why can't we go back to the original statutory amounts? Why do you feel it's necessary for that the only people that are smart enough and know how to spend that money is you guys? Give it to the people of the state of Alaska. Let us pay our bills with it, feed our families, and build our businesses. We know how to spend that money. It'll do far more good being spent in our communities and by ourselves and circulating in our communities and with the money that we need. We know where to spend that money at, and we know how to use it best for what we need to do. You guys are going to be spending it on garbage. When did I suddenly decide that I'm going to start supporting the University of Alaska? When did I decide that I was going to be giving money to ski resorts down in Portage Glacier and supporting them? Nobody does that for my small business. When did I decide that I was going to start donating extra money through the YPFD to Providence? Is that not also a privately owned business? I don't notice you guys jumping up to hand me money in my privately owned business. Quit stealing money from me. You're stealing it from every single citizen of the state of Alaska. Spend the money that you were allocated in the original dividend. Go back to the statutory method for figuring out what we get and stop playing games. When did you guys suddenly get the authority to decide how to spend money that was set up for the people of the state of Alaska? You didn't. You took it. And then you got some liberal judge to sign on board with you. People of the state of Alaska are getting sick of this. They may not be calling in, but they sure know how to vote.
All right. Ed Martin in Kenai. Mr. Martin, 2 minutes, please.
Yes, thank you, Chairman Bishop and other members of the Finance Committee. I've called in numerous times. First off, I am dead against anything but the original formula, statutory formula. Anything that you guys pass and create a budget with is a violation of law. You have failed to carry on the law. Now, each and every one of you have signed on to a budget, I believe. And this doesn't escape what you should be doing. I can tell you right now, it's not government that creates new wealth, all right? It's a private citizen and a capitalist-based society we call America. And I can tell you right now, we will go to the dictatorship like Canada at some point. If you folks don't start having some faith in the people of the state of Alaska to develop its resources, because it's not you that develops them. The new wealth is created by individuals. And taking, and the old saying, it takes money to make money. Well, guess what? The $13,000 hasn't been paid out as of last year. And what you may try to pass this year is holding down all of Alaska. You know, you guys, my dad worked hard in 99 to get a vote of the people. And Click, you should know about the hard work of a union operator. My dad had over 50 years in the operators. And it's passed on now to four generations Alaskans. Now, I can tell you right now, my grandson and my great-grandson deserve this dividend check so they can better their lives and better Alaska. So wake up. A vote no on this. Have a little humanity.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we're going to James Squires in rural Deltana. Mr. Squires, 2 minutes, please.
My name is James Squires. I'm from rural Deltana. I'm testifying before you today in opposition to these bills. Why do these bills only have one committee referral, yours, versus others that have to run a gauntlet of other committees for broader support by additional legislators from other parts of the state prior to something so serious as this making it to the floor? For years, Alaskans have testified in opposition to all plans to change the statutory PFD, which you've not been following. Why would we expect you to follow the statute? The trend line drawn across your activity gives Alaskans no assurance that you will pay the PFD you propose. We're in a time of stellar performance from the permanent fund. We're in a time of unprecedented federal aid. We're in a time of much higher oil prices, which have been bolstering revenue. We're in a time of huge infrastructure windfall descending down from the federal government, and you not only want to not pay the statutory PFD on the books, nor the PFD back pay that's owed Alaskans. You want to slice and dice PFD affecting the very Alaskans who could have made best use of these funds as we have worked through the hard times of COVID, winter, and economic slump. This trigger provision in SB 199 looks like blackmail. This is a Republican majority committee. The folks on this committee have been there for a long time and are a party over many years to the high operating budgets which have built this baseline dependency. You folks helped to build this mess, and now I want to stick it to individual Alaskans to clean it up. Republicans should be for limited government, reduced rules, regulations, and generally getting out of the way and lives of Alaskans as much as possible. I repeat, Republicans should be for limited government, reduce rules, regulations, and generally getting out of the way in lives of Alaskans as much as possible. The full statutory PFD currently on the books works to this end, and aids Alaskans in taking care of themselves with full oil tanks and wood sheds going into winter. You folks are culpable to the hardship being experienced by Alaskans in this unprecedented winter, especially up here in the new District 36. What we see is an appearance of this committee working with the Democrats in the House to eventually finish with a similar 25-75 split that they're proposing over there. I oppose these two bills. That concludes my testimony.
Thank you for that succinct testimony. Philip Prax in Fairbanks. Next, 2 minutes, please. Philip Prax in Fairbanks, can you hear us?
Yes, I can now. Hi, I too want to voice my opposition to both of these bills and put my support against the full statutory PFD formula. Basically, I have watched for over 50 years the state, which has a very poor record on state spending, getting involved in all sorts of different things that don't pan out, things such as the Delta Barley Project and the grain terminal that went with it, several projects in the Point McKenzie area, the state slaughterhouse, which has just closed. Anyway, those are all examples of things that the state decided to get behind and support. As far as using this money for education, I feel the same way. Basically, throwing money at the issue doesn't seem to be getting the results that are desired. If we look at the federal government, they have quite a track record of doing the same sort of thing, and now they have a $30 trillion deficit. I'd like for people to go figure out how much that means to every taxpayer in the United States. In Fairbanks, we've had bus systems that were run by private industry, and then somebody decided we needed a better bus system. So now we've got a bus system with few riders that wouldn't even be in business if it weren't for federal subsidies. The Alaska Railroad is the same sort of, has the same sort of problems. Whereas if you leave industries alone, like, for instance, the marijuana industry, which is run privately, it seems to be doing quite well. Microbreweries are doing quite well in Alaska. However, that may be about to be changed by the government. I also question why, for instance, if hemp is a deregulated, commercial hemp is a deregulated substance, why do we need state licenses to grow it? I would rather people are allowed to do things and fail on their own than follow past behavior and try and make it work that way.
Mr. Prax, could you wrap up your testimony, please?
Yes, I am pretty much in favor of what the last few people have said. The private sector should be left to their own. The PFD spent by the people to a lot of businesses are the best use of this money, and therefore I support the full statutory formula.
Thank you. Alan Hippler in Anchorage. Alan, can you hear us in 2 minutes, please?
Yes, I can. Thank you, sir. So my name is Alan Hippler from Anchorage. I'd like to thank the committee for its efforts. I do see that a great deal of effort was involved in this, put forward by people who care about Alaska, and I would like to thank those people. But the problem with this legislation is that it appears to be restricting funds to the people, but allowing a growing amount of funding for the government. The only way in which I could support such legislation is if it was jointly introduced with the constitutional spending cap. Otherwise, what we have effectively done is we put a hard cap on the share of the permanent fund that goes to the people, where they would be able to use it for themselves as efficiently as they are able. But we have put no pressure on limiting the growth of government. Let me put it more positively, Mr. Chairman and Senator. I'm happy to support a reduction in the people's share of the wealth. If and only if government can enhance its credibility by imposing a strict spending cap. Otherwise, we run the risk of just feeding a growing monster. If you're a sponsor of this bill, please take this as constructive criticism. To reiterate, I'm happy to support a reduction in the permanent fund dividend, but only in exchange for a robust constitutional spending cap. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we're going to go to George Pierce in Kisilov. George?
Yes, I'm calling from Kisilov, Alaska. Thanks for taking my call. I have lived in here for 35 years and have never seen a sustainable or balanced budget. New revenue. Get rid of the oil taxes and the subsidies. The people own the resources, and you're cutting them out. SB 199, kicking that can down the road again. SB 21, throw it in the trash. Do us all a favor. I oppose both bills. These bills doesn't even mandate that the 25% would even go to the PFD. Remember, you were elected to work for the people, not against the people. The fund's January financial statement, $81 billion. Follow the original formula. It worked for 40 years. Follow the law. Nothing less than a full statutory PFD. Stop the steal. Does it not matter that the PFD cuts have the largest adverse impact on 80% of the Alaskan families? Most cuts fall on the middle class and the poorest and impacts the economy per dollar of revenue raised. Even if you pass these bills, doesn't mean you will have to honor it. It must be election time because you're taking public testimony on the PFD again. This is nonsense. We told you last time we called in to testify, 90% of the people called in says, leave the PFD alone, but you guys don't listen to our testimony, so why do you even take it, huh? Do your job and stop the steal. Give us our money and stop spending and cut out all the subsidies and the oil taxes. There's revenue right there.
Mr. Pierce, thank you for your testimony. It's greatly appreciated. Next, we're going to go to Gail Limbaugh Moore in Soldotna. If you're there with us, can you put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please?
Yes, I'm Gail Limbaugh Moore here in Soldotna. I do not support SB 200, and I support the 50-50 POMV split as it stands now. I don't understand why you're not following the law. And it's been that way for eons, and it seems like we call in, and you have people testify. And when will somebody do something to change this so that we're not spending this kind of time on this? It's just every year we do the same thing, and that concludes my testimony. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your testimony. Next, we're going to Sheila. I believe it's... I'm not even going to say the last name. Sheila, if you're there in Wasilla, can you give us your...
I sure can. My name is Sheila Schatz, S-C-H-A-T-Z, Schatz. I'm from Wasilla, Alaska. I've been a homeowner in Alaska 40 years. Homeschooled my son, who is now 30 years old, because the schools failed back then. Now they're absolutely horrendous, a pathetic joke. We're not spending more money on any school issues. No, you guys had your chance to fix that. I just ran up the stairs. So I've been waiting to talk to you guys again. 5-6 years now. Alaska legislators, if you really are there, you asked for our votes. You begged for our votes. And then you threw us to the side, took the money, put in support special interests that we don't need. Not at all. 6,000 special interest groups, and you cut our PFD. I demand the full PFD. Full PFD. I want a $14,000 check. I also want this year's full PFD. You know, it's interesting. You give us 2 minutes. We gave you 3 special sessions, and then you demand a 4th special session, and you get nothing done. And that costs us money. But you won't give us ours? We need our PFD. We demand it. We're voting you out when you vote against us, because we know now that you are against us. The school systems, they failed our children. We get more money for students than any other state. No, we're not doing this. You don't get our money. No to SB 199. No to SB 200. No to HB 259. No, we want our PFD as traditionally calculated prior to 2016.
Thank
we are
you
tired of you
your
failing your job.
Next, we're going to go to Alan Ramos in Wasilla. Alan?
Hey, how are you doing this afternoon? My name is Alan Ramos, and I live in Wasilla. I'm opposed to both of these bills for the simple reason that it's like all we're doing is going after the PFD, and it's a whole plan. You had a working group that came up with some really good ideas, and it's like we've just thrown all them in the garbage can. The way I understand it is the best way it was ever spoken was that the dividend gets first draw, and that's the way it should be. Now, if we have to go to a 50-50 plan, so be it. But until we have a whole plan, I don't think we should be passing any bills pertaining to the monetary value of the dividend. You know, I have sat here and I've listened to some people in your committee say that the state of Alaska never took their share out of the earnings reserve. Well, the reason you didn't take the share was because you had it very easily. You had a whole pot of money there with the CBR. And we can already see what the CBR has done. So how many years will it be like that when the earnings reserve account looks the same way? I just think that if you're going to, you should just go back to where the dividend gets the first draw, and if you have to come up with taxes, let everybody pay taxes, and maybe then they'll become more entertained in what the budget looks like. And, you know, good luck to you guys. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Testimony. We're going to go to Ron Johnson in Fairbanks. Ron, are you there? In 2 minutes, please.
Yes, Click, I am. Ron Johnson, Fairbanks, Alaska. Been in Alaska over 40 years, and I support how Senate bills 199-200. I think it's about time we get away from the statutory PFD mindset, in part because the tenets under which the statutory PFD were developed no longer apply. Then none of our government was funded by the permanent fund. We could have given all of the permanent fund earnings to Alaskans as PFDs. The situation is completely different today, where most of our government is funded by the 5% POMV draw. And I like the idea of the Senate trying to get us away from a stalemate on 50-50 or bust. The governor has proposed funding a 50-50 split of the 5% POMV by an ad hoc draw. I'm totally against ad hoc draws because that's stealing the seed corn for our children and their children. So this is a good attempt to try to get away from the stalemate that's been with us the last several years, and I hope that we make progress on moving away again from the statutory PFD, and trying to give people money but not go broke doing it. And I do not agree with the idea that we have to give the money to the people first. 5% POMV draw paying for state government is giving money to the people, getting our roads plowed, much of our schools paid for, so the people already are getting lots of money out of the permanent fund, even if it doesn't go to them directly as PFDs. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ron, for your testimony. Next, we're going to go to Palmer, Mr. Mike Coons. 2 minutes, please.
Yes, this is Mike Coons. I'm calling from Palmer. I'm speaking for myself. First of all, whatever happened to the weeks that work group last year? Oh, that's right. It was designed to be smoke and mirrors and a failure. This is a Senate finance. Both of these bills are Senate finance bills. Senator Wilkinski, you on board with this after being a champion for the PSD? Senator Wilson, how can you look in the eyes of your Alaska natives while supporting this theft? Senator Wilson, the mighty Matsu, bastion of the conservatives, You okay with this theft? Again, since this is a Senate finance bill, both of these, I can only then call all of you thieves of the people of the state of Alaska. And make no mistake that November 2nd, we will be voting for a constitutional convention. We'll win that constitutional convention. And we kick you guys out after November 2nd. We're going to have a constitutional convention that is going to constitutionalize the PFD, and you guys will never be ever get to touch again. And we're not going to worry about a statute. It's going to be in the Constitution. And I know that Gary Stevens doesn't like that. I don't care. I don't give a damn. I don't really don't care if Stas Stedman, you know, like that we're going to have a constitutional convention. It's coming. And when it comes, you're not going to like the outcome because we're taking the state back. Have a good day.
Thank you for your testimonies. Next, we're going to go to Bert Hoffling in Big Lake. Bert, if you can hear us, 2 minutes, please.
Hi, my name is Bert Hoffling. I represent myself, my child, and about 400,000 other people that listen to what I like to say. Currently, I see you guys doing nothing more than attempting to do the same thing you've done for the last 6 years, which is subvert the actual statutory PFD law so that it funds government and you may or may not pay us a dividend based upon what your feelings of government is this current year. You had 4 special sessions last year to address this issue, and not once did you even tackle it face on or head on. In fact, the last special session, the very last one you had, was supposed to be directly dealing with this in the Senate. But did you have even a single committee meeting during the entire 30-day last special session? Not one. You had a bill sitting there, SJR 6, that was a 50-50 split. Most of Alaska was actually on board with that. Did you even bring it up? Nope. Where was it parked at? It was sitting at the Senate committee, you guys. You didn't bother to bring it up. Instead, you just sat on your hands and did nothing. Now you want us to accept a 25-75 split that still has the may language or may not pay us a PFD? This is ridiculous. What do you think we are, fools? That money belongs to Alaskan. We gave up our mineral rights underneath the ground to become the 49 states of the United States of America. We did not give up our rights to the ownership of the royalties or anything else that it comes out of the ground or any of the mineral resources that was created and supposed to be protected under the permanent fund dividend. What part of permanent do you not understand? Stop the theft. You could easily cut the budget by first following the SBA, the student base allocation, and it would be by a 10% cut because you have 10% less students going to school this last past current year than you currently had in when this budget was made. That's $130 million right there. How about getting rid of the oil tax credits? That's almost $800 to $1 billion a year right there.
So could you wrap up your testimony, please?
Certainly. Between the two, you guys could easily have all of your budget shortfalls taken care of. And the oil revenue that has been made this year, your budget, the revenue that you have in taxes, is more than what you need to cover this entire year's budget without touching one red cent of our Alaskans' own permanent fund dividend.
Mr. Greg Weaver and the Matt Sue. Mr. Weaver, can you identify yourself for the record in 2 minutes, please? Thank you.
51-year-old, born and raised Alaska, on the road system, just like the capital should be. I've traveled extensively throughout Alaska for work and hunting and fishing, been to basically every corner of the state, and I am beyond frustrated. I'm disgusted with these two bills and the lack of progress that continues with every single special session where myself and the previous testifiers had to watch people in press suits leaning back in their overstuffed chairs at $300+ a day in per diem that was voted down. That personally shows where your priorities are at. The capital needs to be on the road system. I'm on the verge of just saying shame to all of you. This has been more than frustrating watching this for years. If you want to do something with the dividend, put a spending cap on it, 5%, like one of the previous guys said. If you really want to do something, quit throwing it at people as soon as they get off the airport in Anchorage with their 5 kids and make them wait at least 4 years before they're even eligible for a dividend. Real people, real Alaskans use this money for snow tires when they have to commute more than an hour each way to work, to an actual job. They use it to fill their oil tanks when they don't have natural gas in their area. They use it to buy snow plows and pay people to plow their driveways and their roads that are not up to borough or muni specs. And I just am basically trying to say stop trying to look busy and actually get something done. It's frustrating to see all these boards and commissions with the same people from outlying fringes of Alaska making decisions that affect the nucleus or the center of the state, which is Anchorage in the valley and even Fairbanks. When the human body gets frostbite, the blood goes to the center. The fingertips and the toes are the first to freeze. And nobody's forcing anybody to live in Sitka or Nanilchik or anywhere out in the bush. Anyone's welcome to come to town and get a job and be more part of the problem than, or the solution than the problem.
Wrap up your testimony, please.
Please rest in peace, Jay Hammond, and God bless your soul, because you'd be crying if he was alive today.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we're going to go to Joel Sigmund in Wasilla. Joel, if you're there, put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please.
Yes, this is Joel Sigmund. I'm calling on behalf of myself and everybody else in the state of Alaska. I disagree with both these bills. You guys have been stealing from us for years. How would you guys like it if we took 75% of your everything you got and left you with only 25%, and you never got a check afterwards? No check for doing what you're doing. You have to do it for free like it was wrote up to be. When they first started politics, you had that volunteered. And then you had a secondary job to pay your wages. Now, if you got cut off of everything except 25% one time and that's it, how would you like it? You wouldn't be able to make it. I use mine to pay my mortgage. I've been here 38 years in my house that I built. And I've been up there in Alaska all my life. And you guys are sitting there just screwing us over every way you can. We voted to have the capital moved twice, and it was voted to do it. We got the land and Willow to do it, and electricity and everything's ran there. It's all set up. But no, you guys want to keep it in Juneau tour. We can't confront you guys because it's easier to hide where no one can get to you than it is to be here where everybody in Alaska can get to you and see you. It is time for you guys to move here. Quit stealing from us, because I depend on it. I will lose my home and everything if you guys keep taking our property or our permanent fund, because it's unconstitutional. You guys are stealing. You belong in prison for stealing. Anybody that's for this, taking it from people. You guys need to leave it alone and let the people have it like it was wrote up to be, permanent fund for the people, not the government. It is not the government's money. It is the people's money. Quit stealing from us. We've been getting little teeny checks every
Thank you for your testimony, year. Joel. We're going to go next to Amanda Peary in Sildotna.
Yes, thank you. Amanda Peary out of Sildotna. I'm speaking on behalf of myself and my daughter. I do not support SB 200. I support a 50-50 POMZ split as it stands now. And thank you. That concludes my testimony.
Thank you. Next, we're going to go to Sally Johnson and Palmer. I believe 2 minutes, please.
Hi, this is Sally Johnson. Can you hear me?
Barely. Maybe speak.
I'm getting a lot of feedback. I'm hearing all kinds of conversation. I do not approve of your cutting of the PFD at all. It is not your money to cut. You guys need to figure out how to cut your budget without touching the people's PFD. I am retired, and that helped me out for the rest of the year, and for the last 4 or 5 years, you've been screwing me. I do believe that we do need to have a constitutional convention and get you guys out of there. You guys are not listening to the people who put you in there. And that is a sin.
Does that conclude your testimony? Thank you. All right. Next, we're going to go to Mr. Michael Gerhart in Wasilla. Mr. Gerhart, 2 minutes.
Yes,
please.
My name is Michael Gerhart from Wasilla. My late brother, Lazy Mountain Jim, he followed the PFD from the very beginning. And back in the 1990s, what he did was he called up every year in June to get the deposit figure, what it's supposed to be. 5 to 6 months later, when the money got put in the account, he found billions missing. By 2011, $27.3 billion has been stolen. Now, he spent 10 years questioning over half of our state legislatures about this. There was only six of them that promised him answers. One of them was Lyman Hoffman. Jim never got an answer. Now, since then, I've been following this fight. I've spoken out. I've been to rallies. I've spoken to the legislatures. And it falls on deaf ears a lot of times. The best legislatures we have come from the Mat-Su Valley. They're fighting for us. But the other legislatures in the majority have squashed our voice. And it's about time you guys start listening to us, because my personal opinion is I'm going to vote for a constitutional convention, and all of the PFD thieving legislatures should be ostracized in this state. I'm against SB 199 and SB 200. We should be getting our full PFD from the original plan, and it should stay that way. Our roads don't get plowed properly. I know roads that used to be plowed for 18 and a half years. They don't even get done now. Our school system, it's garbage. We've got some of the stupidest people in our education system. We're spending all this money on administration. Look at their salaries. You guys don't want to cut spending, but you need to. And if you don't, we need a constitutional convention.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we're going to go to Barbara Tyndale in North Pole. Barbara, if you can hear us, 2 minutes, please.
Yes. My name is Barbara Tyndale. I live in North Pole, Alaska, and I'm speaking on behalf of myself. I am speaking of in opposition to SB 199, SB 200, for a variety of reasons, and I can hear the frustration of people coming through the line here today. Alaskans are, you know, I'm just seeing that we're paying way more for groceries. We're paying way more for our heating fuel. And up here in the interior, that's pretty critical. Everything is going up. And the cost of government is going up. And I agree with the person who spoke before me that our schools are not coming forth. More and more money goes to schools. I taught for 20 years in a private Christian school. And now they want more money to teach kids to read, and I just am flabbergasted. I'm saying, we taught all of our kids to read. It's not difficult to teach a child to read when they're 5 and 6 years old. You don't have to wait till they're, third and fourth grade. So we just don't see that, government is really managing the funds well. And the people of Alaska really, do have some needs, and I believe they should be the ones who choose how that money is spent. And what I'm looking at here is a formula, a graphic that says since 2016 to 2021, we are owed $13,594. That's how much money has been taken from the people of Alaska. And because of these reasons, I support the full statutory formula for the PFD. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we're going to go to Sherman Leffler and Palmer. Is that accurate? In 2 minutes, please.
Hello, my name is Sherman Leifer from Palmer, Alaska, and I am opposed to Senate Bill 199 and 200. I'm in favor of the statutory dividend that worked forever, or at least 40 years. That's the end of my testimony.
Thank you. Next, we're going to go to, I believe it is Cyrus Cooper and Healy. 2 minutes, please.
Yes, good afternoon. First and foremost, I disagree. This is Cyrus Cooper, just for the record. I disagree wholeheartedly with anything under SB 199 or connected with the two bills that you're trying to push through. What we have is a self-aggrandizement issue with the people that are on the Senate committee. And by that, I mean you are ignoring all of the testimony that came from 2019 to present. I've heard that people are no longer interested in getting a PFD that is either statutory or 50-50 because you haven't heard a lot of these people on the phone this year. I will tell you that you are mistaken, that people are tired of being ignored. That's the real problem here, because you are ignoring your constituents, and you have consistently showed that.
I have to ask you, where did you go with all the information that has been provided over the preceding years? Where are the papers showing all of the proof that was provided by the citizens you portend to represent? It's conveniently ignored for a new idea. I have to ask why. Again, it's a distraction, because that's what you do. When you don't get your way, you distract. The people of this state have suffered long and hard under COVID. And what have you guys come up with to help us kick more of something that was statutorily allowed? Because, well, you're the legislature, you can do that. I've heard some of your peers say they cannot fathom the greed. Well, I will tell you, if you look in the mirror, you can fathom it then, because that's the problem. You think it's your money, and you are wrong. I'm asking you to prioritize state funding, because right now, anybody can get funding, and then there's rat holes, and it's inappropriately spent. You people have no idea where the money goes, because you don't look into any of the fraud, waste, and abuse. Why is that?
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Cooper. Next, we're going to go to Quinnahawk and Mr. Willie Keppel. Is that right?
Thank you.
2 minutes, yes. Please.
Yes, my name's Willie Keppel. I'm in Quinnahawk. I'm just upset that after all of the special sessions last year, we're not seeing anything or hearing anything from the work sessions. And I personally thought that there was a couple of really important things that came out of work session. The first and foremost important thing I heard was Senator Hoffman say the legislature doesn't have to follow the law. And that was like one day after when I listened to all these sessions through my cell phone clear out here. Your own folks had an economist come in saying how the PFD's statutory formula was working. That economist said the statutory formula was working fine before, it was working fine now, it would work fine into the foreseeable future. And yet, nothing, absolutely nothing out of that whole wasted, 3 months last year, a special session? Nothing. And here we are, 199 and 200. Well, the greed of it all, I think you folks, not us folks out here. So I'm opposed to 199 and 200. Thank you for working on a national holiday, and have a nice day.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we're going to go to Diana McRae and Kasiloff.
Telephone number is 907-844-586-9085.
Ms. McRae, can you hear us?
Hi, this is Diane McRae, and I'm calling to testify because I find it disgusting that you are taking you want to take 75% of the PFD. So much of the money is wasted. It's not needed. In your hands. It's needed in our hands. We know what we need, and fewer people would be on the dole and taking money and having to use government services if they had the money. But it's a way to take the money from the people and justify growing government. This is disgusting. I need this money. Other people need this money. Get your hands off of it and learn to live like a regular citizen in government where you have to cut corners to make it. Thank you very much, and I'm testifying for my family. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Susan Dotson Ketchikan, put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please.
Yeah, hello. My name is Susan Dotson Ketchikan, Alaska. I am actually very upset, especially with some of the senators sitting in that room. I'm watching you. You have been confiscating the Alaskans' PFD, statutory forming. You stole it out of the ERA. It's time to end this now. Put it in the Constitution. You have spent every dime of Alaskan savings for lobbyists there in Juneau. Move it to the road system. We're done. And just remember, 2020, we got a lot of you voted out, and we're going to be working on getting the rest of you. And I'm speaking not only for myself, but everybody in my Patriot groups. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Justin Hooper in Anchorage, 2 minutes, please.
Hi. I'm originally from Tunic, but I moved here to Anchorage trying to survive. And it's been ongoing too long. I've never done this before, but, you know, I've watched Tiffany and I watched Hoffman out there in Bethel and the Cusco Quitman. I haven't really seen any kind of change. I haven't really seen anything but a lot of jobs being taken away and a lot of laws being created and making it really hard for us. I'm Yupik too, but I think it's time that a lot of people in the rural villages need to stand up and taking their voice where they need to be, because I've never seen Hoffman out there do nothing. I've never seen him publicly. I've lived in Bethel for like 10 years. And, you know, it's just coming to a point where I have to move around to make it easier for me and my family. But with Joe Biden's inflation, this is getting too much. You know, we have to suffer for foreign companies that are, you know, being bought out here left and right by, you know, being owned by foreign companies. And a lot of people that are in the Democrat system are supporting that area where they're forgetting about the Alaska people, especially the natives that are around here. So I don't, you know, that's my part, and I'd like to see a change. And I see what Dunleavy's trying to do to help out, make sure families get something on their table rather than having to go fill out 150,000 pages for something to depend on somebody else. We shouldn't be dependent. We're independent people. So I think it's time that, you know, these people that are on the big boards need to start recognizing that people are watching the decisions that the decisions that you guys make for the future of our people. It matters.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Hooper. Next, we're going to go to Mike Bridge in Kenai. Mike, can you hear us and put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please?
Hello?
Mike Bridge, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Would you put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm calling from Kenai. You know, I'd kind of like to bring the temperature down a little bit here. I'm a lifelong Alaskan, born in 56 territorial days. I appreciate every one of you guys' public service. I don't like the tone of a lot of these callers. Trust me, I'm a retired. I would like a permanent fund like anybody else, but I mean, Mr. Bishop, Mr. Wilson, Mr. Willikowski, Hoffman, you're all good men. I don't like the whole, like, you know, people steal. Nobody's stealing money. And one point I want to make, we're talking about $10 a day, right? 365 days a year times 10 is about $3,600. I've never seen people up in arms over, like, you can't buy breakfast for that, like a pack of cigarettes. That's what we're talking about. And people calling up so angry. I'll leave it at that. I don't know, I trust the government, and I appreciate you guys, and I hate to see people this angry over basically change, you know what I mean? $5 a day, but I know people who own businesses, wealthy people, they almost probably go on to fight me tonight if I went on and had a drink. Like, I heard you call, but man, it's really, you know, like, that's life-changing, $10 a day. Thank you very much for listening to me, sir.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we're going to go to Sunshine Konovalov in Homer. Sunshine, if you can hear us, 2 minutes, please.
Yeah, thank you. I received a call about this session. Thank you for giving me this time. I just want to say I have a big heart for Alaska and the people. And the PFD was set up for the people of Alaska. I have sent an email to Peter Michicki. I've talked to Sarah Vance about this issue, and I just wanted to voice that heating costs in Alaska are very high. There's families struggling to heat their homes. Winter is very hard, and prices going up on gas, food, and rent. And there's got to be accountability. We have to have a budget and cut the spending. I think that the PFD should not be messed with. And to take 75% of the PFD would affect many families with children and trying to put food on the table and heat their homes. So I am against this. I just want to say that I don't want to see this happen to Alaskans that live here. It's already hard enough. It's already a struggle. It's cold here. Please don't pass this legislation because it's going to be very hard on lots of people in Alaska. Thank you. My phone number is 907-738-4410. I appreciate this time. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Linda Branson in Houston. Linda, can you hear us?
I can.
2 minutes, please.
All right, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to call in once again. I've called in several times in emails. Here is the problem that I have with what's going on here. I received the very first permanent fund dividend. I received a letter that told me I was in ownership of the royalties, period. Year after year, I've watched, year after year since its inception, politicians trying to steal the permanent fund dividend. Well, in 2016, that's exactly what happened, based on wording and what the Alaskan people thought it was. I see one senator at the table, Senator Wilikowski, who is the only one who has defended Alaskans and the permanent fund dividend. I am against both these bills, Senate Bill 199 and Senate Bill 200, and shame on you. Just shame on all of you. Are you Alaskans? I mean, look at our schools. Look at our children. They can't even read. And you want us to give them more money. Start thinking about Alaskans and give us our dang money. It's our money. It was always set up to be our money until the politicians decided that they wanted to take it. Because, geez, there's a big pile of money there, right? Okay. Start doing your jobs. Follow the law.
Thank you for your testimony. Tonda London, Wasilla. Please put yourself on the record, and if I mispronounced your name, I apologize.
No problems. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Tonda Lundeen, and I am from Wasilla. I appreciate this time to speak today. And yes, I do agree. I do not agree with the gentleman that said that this is not stealing, because it is. If you look at the original laws and the original writing for the Alaska PFD, the Alaska PFD is for the people. You guys are literally taking what does not belong to you. The gentleman that said, how would you like it if you were expecting a certain paycheck and you got half of that? You wouldn't like it that they're taking money that is rightfully yours. These come from, they're the rewards from the PFD that belong to the people. We have people that depend on that money at the end of the year to get through the end of the year. We live in Alaska. Times in Alaska are very hard. They're very rushed. And we need that money. I do not agree with the things that you guys have right now, the proposals that you guys are bringing on. I disagree with them. I think it's unconstitutional and unfair, and I think you guys need to start doing your jobs before y'all get voted out. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak, and have a very blessed afternoon.
Thank you for your testimony. We're going to go to Healy, Mr. Cooper in Healy. If you can hear us, please put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please.
Yes, sir. This is Lee Cooper representing disabled veterans of Denali Borough, of which I am one. And I would just like to bring reference to some of the things that have been said. First and foremost, my hat's off to you that are working diligently and proving that you're trying to do something positive. But that being said, coming up with new ways to divert attention from a problem that you haven't solved in more than 6 years is not helpful. By that I mean you have programs out here that have been underfunded from the outset, and you've done nothing to resolve that. You've had good economists that you fired that were advising you ways to solve problems with the monies you had by essentially stopping the rat-holing of government funds in the various agencies throughout the state, and you've ignored them. So, again, when you start asking why is there a problem, look in the mirror because you're the problem. You don't take the advice you're given. You claim you need to hear from constituents. You claim you need to hear from professionals that are in the know. The only people that you listen to are you, the people in that room, and the people that control your political careers. And we all know it. We can see it. The ambivalence is obvious. And you need to stop it. I'm asking you, one Alaskan to another, stop diverting attention and start focusing on the real problem. Because disabled veterans do suffer when they don't get these checks because many of them are in wheelchairs. And again, I don't need a sad story to tell you. I'm telling you, this is average events that affect many people in the bush and along the road system. But then again, being in Juneau, you really wouldn't know that now, would you? Because you don't come here. You need to change it. You need to stick to what is right and quit making up things to divert attention. Again, representing disabled veterans, and there's quite a few of us that have long memories and that will vote. Suggest you remember that.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper. Allison Moe in Anchorage. Allison, put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please.
Yeah, my name is Allison Moe. I'm from Anchorage. I'm calling representing myself today because I'm opposed to SB 199 and 200. I am a parent. I'm also a primary care health care provider. And I support maintaining the full statutory formula because this money belongs to everyday Alaskans. Cutting the PFD is like putting an extra tax on individual Alaskans, a tax that is highest for those who are lowest income and families with children and other dependents. I am disturbed that you seem to have no problem adding this tax to these Alaskans, all the while shoveling every tax break that can be thought of towards the oil industry. Altering the PFD now is like kicking Alaskan families while they are down after the past 2 years. And I'm strongly against it. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Tom Maddy in Lazy Mountain. Mr. Maddy, if you can hear us, 2 minutes, please.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Thank
you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can hear you loud and clear.
Well, I know a lot of people up here on Lazy Mountain, and every one of them I talk to says, you guys shouldn't be taking this money from us. It was supposed to be, you know, forever, permanent. And I think we should all unite somehow and get you guys out of Juneau. Because you guys are a bunch of thieves. That's what I think. Have a good one. Look in the mirror. Losers.
Thank you. Mike Swain in Anchorage. Mike Swain, can you hear us? 2 minutes, please.
Hello. Thanks a lot for having me on. I hope my luck holds up. I've called before committee meetings and the situation with you getting your budget on equal footing. And I hope you get the nose up on that thing. Some people's using the analogy to ship sinking. Others using the airplanes coming down. I prefer the airplane and keeping the nose up. But 25% of the POMV is pretty reasonable. And I can't argue with the legislature wanting their powers, but the two statutes are different. The formula is an earnings formula. The POMV is budgetary. It's for the budget, and I don't think you have to change anything from 1982. Just put a pointer there that points to SB 26 and put your formula in there and have it that. You know, if you can't pay it, you can't pay it. At least we got something to look forward to, just like you should. And I appreciate you having this telephone number up on the screen. It actually works.
All right. Well,
thanks a lot.
Thank you for your testimony. Julie Moore in Soldotna. Julie, if you can hear us, can you put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please?
Yes. I am against the SB 199 and 200 and the thieving of the PFD. The PFD worked really well before 2016. And politicians dive into it. There is no excuse and no reason to keep taking the PFD more and more from the people. You guys need to balance a budget and quit stealing from the Alaska people.
Can you turn your radio down? And we're getting a lot of back feed. We're having trouble hearing your testimony.
Yes, I'm totally against these bills that steal the money.
Did you
PFD worked really well before 2016. There's no reason for the politicians to steal it for their piggy banks and blow the government.
All right. Thank you for your testimony, Julie. We're going to go to Magnus Sampson in Dillingham. Magnus Sampson, Dillingham, 2 minutes, please.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call here. Well, it seems like there are just a couple of people that have best interest in this permanent fund dividend. And it seems like it's senators from Sitka and North Pole. They're acting like, I don't know, you guys own the money and it's in your back pocket. You guys must have fat wallets if you guys can talk like that. But anyway, the permanent fund dividend, it belongs to the people. We've been calling and calling and calling for the past how many years now? Do you guys listen? Or you guys got cotton swabs in your ears? Bishop, I'd like to know. All right, well, that's my 2 cents.
Thank you, guys, can, for your testimony. Next, over a little money. Lindsay Rhodes in Kenai. Lindsay?
Yeah, hi. My name is Lindsay Rhodes. I represent myself in Kenai, Alaska, and I'm calling to say that I oppose SB 199 and 200. I do suppose the full statutory PFD or Governor Dunleavy's plan. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Next, we're going to go to Jeffrey Ackerman in Kenai. Mr. Ackerman, 2 minutes, please.
Thank you. Can you hear me fine?
We can. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I just wanted to say I got 6 cents. And being a natural-born Alaskan and my family fighting for this state, being born and raised here, coming from a long line of indigenous Alaskans, also Cherokee, Indian, what's going on? I'm in big question of where all this money is going from our marijuana tax. We have $80+ billion in profit in the stock markets in our oil revenue, and we have not even 750,000 people that are residents of Alaska. Some of them snowbirds, whatever, but we're only getting a percentage of the 1% of the profits from our oil revenue. I haven't been seeing DOT out scraping our roads, sanding our roads. They're doing it when they don't even need to. I've seen our schools go to garbage in the past 30 years, coming from a rural area and then moving to the Kenai Peninsula. I was 3 and 4 years ahead of the curriculum. And this is a bunch of nonsense. I don't think that any of these politicians, all of our public servants, i.e. government officials, everyone should be making a larger salary annually than the average American citizen makes. It's just disgusting what I've seen in my life and what's going on right now and all the CRTs, our PFDs. Where is all of our money going? We got all this COVID relief funds, supposedly. We got inflation going crazy. This is a steal of our Alaskan money. I know a lot of people move here under the circumstances that, oh, they pay you to live in this state. No, that's garbage. You need to educate yourself, folks, out there. And I really am disgusted with all of our public servants ruling our lives, telling us what we can and can't do, and raping us.
Thank you for your testimony. We're going to go to Jeremiah Hamrick in Wasilla. Jeremiah, if you can hear us, put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please.
Hello, I'm Jeremiah Hamrick from Wasilla, Alaska, and I wanted to thank you all for your service. I know it's not always easy, and a lot of frustrated people. I would like to say my support for what the governor's proposed concerning the PFD. I think a lot of people are upset about it getting stolen. I mean, it's not about the money for me, although it is nice. It's more about smaller government and the continual trying to take away the PFD. So I just hope you guys I think a lot of people think the same thing, that they're just frustrated that it's getting taken away. And like that one gentleman said, it's not much, but for it to be taken, you know, year after year for a bigger government, for, you know, is just not what the people want, and not what my family wants. And again, I thank you for your service, and that's all I have. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Next, we're going to go to Kelly Nash in Fairbanks, Interior Patriots. Kelly Nash, 2 minutes, please.
Hi, thank you. I would say I want to tell all the elected officials, you know, that I understand where they're at, but, you know, I only know where a few are at. I know that there's also a few that are, you know, higher up, that they are literally destroying our state. We have testified, I don't know how many times, about this dividend. You know, it shouldn't even be happening. But the path to destroy Alaska is clear now. And I honestly believe that it doesn't matter how many times we testify. You guys are going to do what you want anyway. You don't care about your constituents. You don't care about the babies and the families and us trying to stay and survive and live in this great state, once great state, that is now, I don't believe, great anymore. But I just hope that at some point in your lives, the ones that are continuing to destroy our state, I hope you have severe regret. That's all I have to say.
Thank you for that testimony. Next, we're going to go to Richard Toltata in Anchorage. Richard, if you can hear us, 2 minutes, please.
Yes, my name is Richard Toltata, and I'm saying no on SB 199 and SB 200. And I have a problem even getting a dividend, because you click on questions on the Department of Revenue's application, and then it comes up wrong answer. And I've been here for 40 years, and I only have gotten a couple of dividends, and you owe us $13,000. How about if we just go down to the Department of Revenue, and they hand us all our $13,000, and guess what? The economy will perk up like you never imagined. We could just bust the whole thing up and give everyone $1 million, or 600 and so many thousand people in Alaska times $1 million, and we're all millionaires. And guess what the economy will do then? It'll be unbelievable. But you want a bigger government, and I want a bigger check. I want more money. That oil and the coal industry money, where's all that money in my permanent fund? Where's the fishing money in my permanent fund? All these natural resources are for the people. Where's all that money that should be put in the permanent fund for the people of this state to make them better?
Thank you, Richard. Next, we're going to Mr. Greg Collins and Homer. Mr. Collins and Homer, please.
Yes, go ahead.
Please put
yourself. Hey, Greg Collins, Homer, Alaska. I'm calling to say that this 75-25 split is totally ridiculous. You guys need to get back. The governor talked about a 50-50 plan. I don't like it. I would prefer the whole PFD as it was originally drawn up. But the 75-25, this is just pure out-and-out theft, and it's got to stop. And there's a few legislators that seem to think that they know how to spend my money better than I do, but I don't agree with that. So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth on this, and I'm going to do everything in my power to get rid of the 75-25 idea. It's totally out of line.
Thank you. Dustin Aronson in Kenai. Dustin, please put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please.
Hi, my name is Dustin Aronson. I'm calling from Kenai. I just wanted to point a few things out. I crunched some numbers here on basically the argument that Alaska is a huge state, so we need to spend a lot of money to govern this state. If you look at what percentage of the state is owned by the federal government and actually what percentage of the state has ever been inhabited by human beings, it changes the numbers dramatically. By my calculations, we're spending about $3.8 million to govern one square mile, which is by far the highest in the country. We're making California look prudent by this measure. A little over $3 million per square mile in California for state government. We're spending $3.8 million per square mile. It's ridiculous. I want to point out another thing. The only people in Alaska that seem to really want a massive government are the people who work for the government. The people out here working hard, labor jobs, running businesses, et cetera. We're all here because we want to live in a state that has a very small government. So it's self-perpetuating. I would wager to say that the bulk of the very high-paying jobs in this state go to people who are not, who did not grow up in Alaska. I guarantee you that's the case. So it's a recruitment for like minds to grow a massive government on the backs of people who don't want it. We don't want a large government. I don't know how many times that has to be said and how many different ways for you folks to get it. But anyway, that was basically it. It's ridiculous the amount of money that you guys want to spend per capita on folks in Alaska for comparatively a very small state. It doesn't cost money to govern moose and trees.
For your testimony, we're going to go to Donald Bullock in Douglas. Mr. Bullock?
Hello, my name's Donald Bullock, and I'm testifying in favor of SB 199 and SB 200. I've been a resident of Alaska since 1955, which obviously is before the oil. But both the permanent fund itself and the permanent fund dividend program recognized the fact that oil and gas are non-renewable resources and that there's a definite slope where we will have income from them for a while and then it goes away. After the first lease sale in 1969, the $900 million was quickly spent. The permanent fund dividend was originally intended partly to keep the legislature from spending it all. But times are different. Costs for the government have increased, things like Medicaid expansion. The state does need the money. But one of the things that hasn't been talked about that I haven't heard is how much of the permanent fund dividend goes to the federal government because it's a taxable amount. And finally, the earnings from the permanent fund for the permanent fund dividend are not a dedicated fund, and it's state money under the Alaska Statehood Act that the earnings from the royalties and mineral leases go to the state to help support the state. So I'm in favor of these two bills. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bullock. We're going to adjourn until 2:25. Good afternoon. We're back on the record. Mr. Geldof, I believe we have one person in the room that wants to testify. If you'd remove your cover, please, and come before the committee. And you know the drill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Cover being a Navy term, I'll take my hat off.
I know you understood that from your years of...
Can I just leave my mask on?
Yes. Please.
Yeah.
Just like church yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I am Joe Geldof. I live here in Juneau, Alaska, actually West Juneau. My office is in Juneau. I am a board member of the Alaska, the Permanent Fund Defenders. Permanent Fund Defenders was chaired by Senator Clem Tillion until his death last year, but the other members of the board consist of Jack Hickel, myself, Juanita Casellas, and Rick Halford. On fairly short notice, I was asked to come up and share a few brief thoughts, and I understand Senate Bill 200 and Senate Bill 199 is an attempt to fulfill a promise made last year to bring this up, and you're to be commended to do that. Some of the proposals in this bill seem to be technical, related to the Amerada Hess, and the accounting, the need for a separate accounting with the funds that the Permanent Fund Corporation manages for the mental health trust folks. Those are probably well advised, and I'll just briefly say the provision to split on the 25-75% is not something that the Permanent Fund Defenders support, but even more importantly, I don't think it's something that the public in general supports. I could give you my reasons, but you know, this is an enormously contentious issue. Expectations are very high. Whether they're calibrated properly or not is something that you have to deal with as public servants. But the general sense I have is that the public, if they know about the split at all, based on the percentage of market value, the minimum acceptable is 50-50. I will add as I conclude that the Permanent Fund Defenders are extremely wary of the percentage of market value concept. And the reason is if you set the percentage too high, it will almost invariably slow to the point of the corpus in the fund, slow it or even start to erode it. The conversion to a percentage of market value formula really takes what's a trust fund concept and turns it into an annuity. Set the percentage too high, and you have great potential to destroy what is one of Alaska's best ideas for saving ever devised. So we're not alone. The Callan Group has been saying in big, bold letters, cautioning 5% is too high. But I've used my time, and I wish all of you the very best.
Thank you, Mr. Geldof, for your testimony. Appreciate it. Next, we're going to go back online to Teresa Groves in Fairbanks. Teresa, can you hear us? And if you can, put yourself on the record, please. And 2 minutes.
Yes, good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Teresa Groves. I reside in Fairbanks. I've been in Alaska as a resident since 1994, and I have a family of four, and I'm calling in because I am very concerned about some of our Senate bills and House Bill 259. I would encourage you and entreat you to look past the lobbyists and special interests and hear us, the people who can't quite make it to Juneau, but we so appreciate the opportunity to call in. On behalf of my family, we would request a no vote on Senate Bill 199, no vote on Senate Bill 200, and of course a no to House Bill 259. There's a correlation, as we all know, between education and family income, and this would be a very bad step in the wrong direction to reduce the 25% on that, so on the permanent fund dividend. So thank you so much, and I yield my time back.
Thank you for your testimony. Christine Robbins in Fairbanks. Christine, can you hear us? And please put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please.
Hi, yes. My name is Christine Robbins from Fairbanks, and I don't have much to say, but I just wanted to implore you to vote no on SB 199 and SB 200, and of course HB 259 and no as well. We just want the PSD is traditionally calculated prior to 2016. Either, you know, support the statutory formula or the governor's formula. Vote no on these. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, we're going to go to Laura Bonner in Anchorage. Laura, if you could put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please.
Hi, my name's Laura Bonner from Anchorage, and I'm speaking for myself, and I've never worked for the state or in education. I actually support SB 200, the 75-25 split for the PFD plan. It provides for a reasonable and sustainable PFD. Replaces the decades-old statutory PFD distribution formula that Alaska can no longer afford, so I'm glad to see that. I don't understand SB 199, but it looks like it may be a 50-50 split, and if so, I don't think it's sustainable unless the oil tax structure changes and or broad-based tax is implemented. Services for Alaskans are still needed for public safety, court system, highway maintenance, like snow removal, and education, and vulnerable Alaskans, to name a few. So I support the SB 200 with the 75-25 for PFD, and thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you for your testimony. Anybody else online or in the room wishing to testify? Seeing none, public testimony is now closed. Any further committee discussion before we set this bill aside for today? Next meeting is tomorrow morning, February 22nd, 9 a.m. on Agenda Sovereign Wealth Funds, Global Trends and Practices by Dr. Milan Reitvell. 9 a.m. We are adjourned at 2:35.